This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution is their mind. Never stop to fall. And it is the world that makes them have to live. And the hate that's
in their heart. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
And now the FBI says the official number one enemy is white people and the American people, and they got one of their rare mass shootings with a white guy in Maine and still have that whole state on lockdown. They don't even know where he is. He's obviously hanging out in the deep woods there somewhere, some of the deepest on this continent. But Israel has now completely, in the areas they control, cut the power, everything off to Gaza. Massive bombardments going on. It's breaking right now, and it looks like the main invasion has started out. The U.S. is in place, and the Marines have landed, and the Army is there, and more anti-missile defense systems are in place. We're going to be covering all that coming up, and the move to take your guns, my guns, and take your phone calls straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, on this live, unfiltered, uncensored, transmission, the Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Please spread the word. That's how we overpower the censors. You're not the tail. You're the dog. When you hunt, we win.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the news is blowing up in the Middle East and hit Twitter here. The Dinosaur Media will be covering it in the next hour. Reporters are confirming clearly the heaviest bombardments of northern Gaza now entering into central Gaza. And reportedly, the Israeli tanks and other weapon systems are rolling forward right now into Gaza. And this is going to be extremely, extremely horrific to watch. Anybody that thinks this is fun or a good thing needs their head examined. Gaza is witnessing the heaviest bombardment on land, sea, and since the beginning of the war. We're going to be taking your calls and going over all of that as it unfolds. But let's talk about the main attack a few days ago, and the individual who is a Army sharpshooter and in the reserve, reportedly, they're now saying he's guilty without him being convicted, and he probably did it, I don't know. He was in a mental institution in the summer, reportedly saying he was going to bomb and shoot up the local Army base. Why the hell he was released, I don't know. It happens over and over again. And he was a big outdoorsman and hunter and a multi-generational, at least four-generation farmers in that area. Everybody knows their family, say he's really nice, his brother's really nice, his family, his extended family are very nice, and mental health issues is probably what it is. We don't know because media deceives so much. Plus, they're not omnipresent either, even when they're trying to deceive. And his local neighbors and people that knew him said that he's an outdoorsman, kind of a mountain man, and that they'll have big trouble finding him. And that is certainly the case. I've been to Maine, and I've been to that area near there, and it is mountainous, and you can't even walk 5 feet. There's so many trees. So if you know the area, it's really hard to find somebody, especially when they're militarily trained. If he wants to, he's been able to kill a lot of the police and military that come in to try to get him. So the smart thing to do is just sit back and wait till he runs out of food, and until they get an all-points bulletin hit, and then try to apprehend him that way. So I wouldn't want the job of anybody dealing with this guy. If indeed what they say he's done, he's done. Who knows? He could be dead somewhere, and they're just saying he's the guy that did it. They could put Photoshop up claiming it's him. I mean, there's so much lying. With this government, the things they've done, it's very fair to say who knows what's real. But it very may well be true. There's a lot of mental illness out there, and as you hype up mass shootings, you promote them like they're an option to do when you're distressed and crazy, people will then go out and do this. It's called the copycat effect. It's not debated. It goes on. The more they hype mass shootings, the more we get them. Still, it's the rarest form of death other than just getting hit by a meteorite or getting killed by a grizzly bear or a great white shark. Whenever that happens, it gets a lot of coverage, but it's still a rare event. I mean, we're talking, if you pull out gang-related mass shootings where and people go and think it's a rival gang and shoot 20, 30 people and, you know, kill four or five. if you take those out of the equation, less than 70 people a year, that's still way too many, are killed in these mass shootings. So the idea out of a nation of 330 million citizens and 40 million illegal aliens and mass shootings and death and carnage and dead babies every day on the southern border, hundreds of thousands dead on the Mexico side in the last decade, that's just kept quiet. They don't make a big deal about that because it's so massive. With 100,000 plus dead, like 120,000 dead last year of fentanyl, that's just who they confirm were dying from fentanyl. Some estimates are as high as 500,000. Oh, that's back burner because, you know, a pill killed you. But when it's 70-something getting killed by crazy people, and you see, and it's so senseless, like, why would you go in a bowling alley or a bar? Or if you're a white supremacist, go to a black grocery store where working-class black people are buying themselves groceries, you just start shooting them, or random black people running around killing white people. It's because there's crazy people out there. And that's why we've got guns. But here's the big takeaway from this. One guy that knows how to use a gun, and they don't even know what state he's in. He may be in Canada, maybe in Massachusetts, maybe in Vermont. They don't know. I would guess he's around where he's from. I had to bet they'll probably catch him 5 miles from his house in like a month from now, maybe tomorrow. But I would guess a month from now, they'll catch him within 5 miles of his house. Boom. Not an Alex Jones prediction, an Alex Jones guesstimation, an approximation. He'll be caught within a month, 5 miles from his farm. He's a farmer. It's completely insane if what they say is true. But the big takeaway is when you see Biden or Swallowswell or Schumer saying there can't be an uprising against this government, we have nuclear weapons. Well, nuclear weapons destroy whole countries, whole infrastructures, whole militaries, so that a country can't fight a full-scale occupation. But look at Vietnam. If a minority of people are willing to fight, and are indigenous, and you can't tell who they are, they're not wearing uniforms, we put millions of troops over a decade, over 15 years, into Vietnam, first as advisors when the French failed in Indochina. And we had to leave in 1975, hanging out the skids of Huey helicopters in Saigon. So imagine this all-powerful government and all the SWAT teams and all the King's horses and all the King's men and all the helicopters and all the FLIR and all of it can't get one guy who went and targeted totally innocent people. Imagine what would happen if not Hezbollah, who's here, or Hamas, that's a whole other issue, but if, say, a million of the tens of millions of veterans in this country decided to go out and target globalists and leftists and their supporters. If just each person went out and got one of them, and I'm not calling for this, I'm just pointing out their weakness. Don't do this. If just one person out of that million-man-woman army went out and got one target, that'd be a million dead globalists and their minions. They'd be defeated like that. The problem is that's conventional warfare. They will cyber cut the power off the minute that starts. That's the plan, and blame it on domestic groups that they've already floated that, oh, working with Russians, domestic groups are going to cut the power. And they probably set off a nuke and claim, you know, that a foreign enemy did it to then demonize the opposition. So instead of assassinating them with guns, we have to, or hammers, you know, you can have all the guns taken from me. I'm not going to do this. I'm saying hypothetically, one ball peen hammer or one double-edged dagger. I can get all the guns and all the tanks and all the armored vehicles I'll ever want. Because I know how to walk up behind somebody and hit them in the back of the head. Now, I wouldn't do that. But it's the training that matters. You have to know how to use the guns. You have to know how to clean the guns. You got to know how to shoot the guns. And you got to have the will to use the guns. But randomly blowing up a federal building, randomly going in and shooting up a bowling alley, randomly going into a bar is evil and wrong and bad. Now, the globalists do force injections and roundups and all the things they're planning, but they can sell to the public. We were just putting a dress rehearsal of it in the last 3.5 years. I don't want this to happen, but that's where this is going to go. And so Swallowswell saying, ha ha ha, we're going to take your guns, we're going to confiscate your guns, because we've got nuclear weapons and we've got F-15s. is the height of delusional arrogance. And that's the thing I want to say about the globalists. They got the NSA, and they got big tech, and they've got unlimited fiat money. But when people identify them, like the Vietnamese did, whether they were good or not, Ho Chi Minh and the communists, and decide not to roll over, you cannot beat people. And so Zbigniew Brzezinski, before he died, was speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations branch of Canada. In fact, I haven't played this in years. Zbigniew Brzezinski says it's easier to kill a million people than to convince or control them. And that's official doctrine. And so, well, how are they going to kill us? Well, they're going to give us GMO. They're going to radiate us. They're going to give us poison shots. They're going to target the hot lots in conservative Christian areas. They're going to hit some of their own people, their own minions. They want to get rid of them anyways, too. So that's how they're killing us, is by covert means. But don't be delusional and not understand that's indeed going on. So one guy that knows how to use a gun and understands the landscape, that understands the topography, that understands the lay of the land, that understands...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
A whole bunch of people on 6th Street, and they let him out of jail. So, now if you're white and you shoot somebody, even if it's in self-defense, like the Army officer who was an Uber driver on his part-time job, and the people came and aimed a gun at him, Antifa did, and he shot the guy, he's in prison right now. So, if you shoot a crowd of people or push a white woman in front of a bus or a subway, you get a slap on the wrist. Now, why would the DAs be doing that? Why would Letitia James, the Attorney General, say, you know, these evil white pasty people, they're the problem? I played the clip 3 times yesterday. You want to see it again? Guys, find it for me. Let's play it again. And we'll go to break, and I'm going to check the Brzezinski clips, and then I'll go to your calls. But that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we have to stand up and not hate people because of what color they are, because we're white. White people have to say, hey, I'm not going to be demonized and attacked and have you say it's open season on me anymore. And we need to have these DAs and attorney generals prosecuted. But we can't do that, and a bunch of them are starting to get prosecuted, until we control the Justice Department. And basically everything flows from that. Federal judges want to arrest 3, 4, 5-time convicted, arrested pedophiles in Texas. I've talked to the judges myself, I mean, high level. And they pointed me in, not the secret stuff, what's in the public domain. Where you have convicted pedophiles, convicted many times, caught driving school buses for disabled children in Texas, nothing's done. They try to get an authorization to indict them. Merrick Garland kills the indictment, and they're turned loose. And so the dregs, not all of them, but a lot of them, are being dumped on America. Like, Cuban Americans are great people, but when Castro in the early 80s dumped out his prisons and dumped out all the resistance, a lot of really serious hombres came here. It was called the Cuban crime wave. And the movie, it's a composite of true stories. It's like historical fiction with the fictitious, but there were real guys it was based on. Oliver Stone wrote the screenplay for it. It's an excellent movie. Scarface is like a true story, folks. And of course, that's just Cubans wanting to sell drugs and make money. This is human trafficking. This is just over-the-top crime. Here's Letitia James.
Stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
You don't see her moving to Rwanda or Somalia, though. She really wants to be around all these evil white devils and the Christian civilization that's been so successful. But she's just put there by Soros and the ADL while they loot and rob and destroy the country. They just put a bunch of women and people. And I'm not saying there aren't women or black people that are competent. There are. They don't want them. They don't want anybody conservative or Christian. They put communist scum, like take Black Lives Matter. They've got their tenets. One of them is no nuclear family and transgender black men. Their main mission is to feminize black men and sterilize them, literally, and not have a nuclear family. Well, what could you do worse to hurt the black family? Well, what the Democrats do with their great society and paying black women to kick men out of the house? Get a, quote, free check. Blacks had a lower illegitimacy rate than whites before that, and now they have the highest in the world, almost 80%. They knew directly what they were doing, and so this is just an extenuation of that. So while the globalists abort more than half the blacks and do all this stuff, and, you know, Biden gives speeches about blacks are alpha predators and we need to put them all in prison, then they go, oh, let's not try that now. Let's just tell black people it's open season on white people and put in Black Lives Matter and everybody so they can then run around and loot and burn everything down. And when they do, per city, we'll give them $25 million for the great job they did. Main mission in the patriarchy, in the nuclear family. So there's a bunch of isolated, alone women. And then put up for the women who are all alone, crime-ridden, no man, no money, no nothing. Well, just put some black women in charge everywhere, at least on the surface, and some weird, whacked-out, crazy leftist judges. I mean, look who's running the D.C. court against Trump. What's the image? Oh, it's a black woman. She's getting that evil white devil. They know exactly what they're doing. All right, we got loaded phone lines. Dean, Larry, Mark, Stephanie, Mark, Mary, Justin, Jordan, Hillary, Kim, and others. We're going to be taking your calls here today, and we're going to do it when we come back. We're not going to break here for a few minutes. And then I'm going to get into more of the entire globalist plan is race-based control. And that's because 93% of the world's not white. And if you're BlackRock and Larry Fink and, you know, folks, you look at it, you say, well, the West is wide open. They're easily intimidated. You can guilt people in the West in anything. And so we'll just attach our whole New World Order, open border, global government, fentanyl, police state, social credit score system to that. And we'll have the corporate advertisers, the corporate spokespersons being black. And we'll put a black face on the New World Order, kind of like Obama was the beta test for. Well, they cut off resources to Africa and all the rest of it, accelerated abortion. And then we'll just move our whole agenda forward saying, if you don't support BlackRock having 88% of the world's wealth, well, you don't like black people. What in the world does black people have to do with Larry Fink and BlackRock and George Soros? Nothing. All the promises of reparations and all that stuff. Oh, that's how they're going to bring the social credit score in. Oh, black people get a discount. Well, how do they prove they are? How do they prove? Oh, there's a card you've got, and now the businesses have a database number for you where you get special treatment, and now they've brought in a special treatment plan, and now they can, oh, you sterilize your child. You get a special treatment. Or you support world government. Or you went out and demonstrated to take guns. Or you voluntarily turn your guns in. You get discounts at all these stores. And now they can use it for full social engineering. That is the plan. It's been the plan. It's going to be that plan. And if anybody thinks a free lunch the New World Order wants to give you isn't poisoned culturally, look at LBJ right after he had Kennedy killed. His letters are public. He said, we're going to put these N-words on welfare. We're going to get control of them. We're going to break their families up. We're going to get full control of their lives. And I'll have these N-words voting for us for 100 years. Real simple. Put the black women on the government payroll, and then tell them no men in the house, and then have Hollywood and then the rap culture put out the image of black masculinity being a thug, being a pimp. And that didn't even, that was as common in the white community as it was in the black community. It was still rare until this. And they literally told you who you are. It's kind of like Biden saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. This is a guy that said black people are inherently evil and predators. Now he's saying white people are inherently evil and predators because they're flipping the racial script. It's all corporately funded by the people that make the bombs. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age.
In the age of wonder.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. His Bible was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to your phone calls in the order they are received. Thanks for calling from California. Stephanie, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay, great. I want to just touch on two very quick points. And the first one is the digital currency of everyone's bank accounts will be digitized with the computer, and it's going to be ultimately be used to force shock on people, the deadly shock, because they'll to shut off your account if you cannot prove that you've been vaccinated. The second one is Ramaswamy. People call him Swami. I call him Swampy with a P. I do not believe this guy. He came on your show yesterday and called himself a George.
Hey, do me a favor. Your phone sounded okay at first, and then it got really shrill and weird. Can you back off of it or do something different?
Okay, can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay, so Ramaswamy, he was on your show yesterday. He called himself a George Washington patriot. So I call him Swami with a P. I believe he's another swamp creature. I don't believe we should let him anywhere near a power position, at least for a decade, if we win 2024. He, as far as I know, he hasn't voted Republican until 2020. Which is very suspicious. And also, he is a complete unknown. Why was he allowed on the Republican stage during the debate? That is virtually impossible. So I just wanted to touch on those two things. But what I called was the illegal alien welfare. I'm calling on all Republican
government. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. I just can't handle the phone quality. It's I appreciate your points. I don't think Ramaswamy is going to win. I think he's saying a lot of good things, like Elon Musk is. So I think trust but verify. RFK Jr. says a lot of good things. They killed his dad. They killed his uncle. I want to believe he's a good guy. I'm not going to be voting for him. I'm supporting Trump. But I see RFK turning towards the left, so he doesn't take votes from Trump as a third party. He takes from the left. If he was turning towards the right wing now, I'd say, oh, he's really gunning for Trump. But I'm going to sit back. I'm going to watch what's happening. You can watch what's happening, and we'll discuss it. We'll debate it. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Mark in Oregon. Mark, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling regarding the bust of York, the black man that accompanied the Lewis and Clark expedition. His bust in Mount Tabor has been, basically destroyed twice. Which is emblematic of the larger, I guess you would call it, mental illness that now permeates our society. The people that are capable of doing these things, whether it's taking a statue of George Washington down or York's statue, they're basically sleepwalkers or zombies. I don't know what you want to call them. They have some sort of induced mental state. I don't know what to call it. They're, like I said, sleepwalkers. And again, it's emblematic of the direction we as a society and now globally are being directed so that they can basically, in effect, enslave us all in their technocratic system.
Absolutely. Well, the Robert E. Lee statue is a piece of history. It's incredibly valuable. It's now been destroyed. They're going to probably turn it into some giant abomination. But it was owned by the people that paid for it. Then it was given by the city to the, quote, Black Cultural Museum secretly. So in a secret location, they could destroy it. It's just meant to inflame people. It's a raw exercise of power. I absolutely hear your point.
Right. So they're pitting us against ourselves, basically. They're turning black people against themselves by deceiving them, and we're all being deceived. We are of one basic race. We're human, the human race.
Well, I agree with you, but let me boil down what it's really about. It's about the left having the power to ban anything, destroy anything they want. So they pick these iconic things, or they say two men can have a baby, or they can cut little boys' penises off, and all of that is about selling absolute madness. I'm going to continue, Mark. I'm going to go to Justin and others here in a moment, but first, Paul Watson for InfoWars.com. Shot a little report dealing with this, and he's absolutely right. This is a humiliation ritual. Here it is.
It's not enough to just engage in brazen iconoclasm. The destruction of history must always be followed by a humiliation ritual. Case in point.
Shut up.
Charlottesville's Robert E. Lee statue meeting its demise in a 2,250-degree furnace. The statue's defenders had tried to make sure it remained intact, even if it was moved to the dark corner of some dusty museum. But Charlottesville's Black History Museum got ahead of the game by secretly destroying it in a nearby foundry. Jettisoning any concerns that this footage might further inflame tensions, the Washington Post thought it was very important to make sure as many people as possible saw it. Even when the Taliban and ISIS destroyed historical treasures, they only did it once. For our woke jihadists, the secondary act of desecration is in many ways more important. Just to rub people's faces in it is both an overt projection of power and a subtle form of demoralization. The melted down statue will be turned into a new piece of public art. Can't wait to see what they come up with. People with no heroes and no accomplishments doing the only thing they know, crying to the courts to allow them to turn beautiful things that other people made into garbage. But while these cultural Maoists are great at tearing things down, they're not so skilled at replacing them with anything worthwhile or positive. Take the park itself where the Robert E. Lee statue once stood. After its name was changed in true Maoist style from Lee Park to Market Street Park, the area is now one huge homeless encampment and dangerous drugs den. And what was once a pleasant stroll is now a treacherous minefield of vagrancy, degeneracy, and violence. Progressivism chalks up another stunning victory.
Charlottesville police are investigating a weekend stabbing in Market Street Park. They say it happened early Sunday morning. The victim is in stable condition and no arrests have been made.
Yes, it may be a bit stabby, unsanitary, and unsafe for your kids. But at least there's no statue to be offended by. But despite the statue's demise, some are hailing its meltdown as a kind of rallying cry. This would go hard as a profile pic. Statue face Chad. Maybe they should have just stuck it in the dark corner of the museum after all.
Well, that's right. This is going to backfire. I think I want to put a t-shirt out with Robert E. Lee and saying, defend history. Because it's truly disgusting. And Elon Musk tweeted about it. Thad said, literally my ancestor, we carry the Lee name as first, middle, in my family. Well, I didn't need a directly insulting gesture to tell me that my kind is hated and may seek our extinction. The implicit cues were strong enough. I appreciate this image making it absolutely clear. Elon Musk responded by saying, they absolutely want your extinction. Everybody wants to move here, but not for long, because all the blue cities have collapsed. And the Maoists, of course, tore down all the Confucian statues and other statues when they took over in 1949 in China. The Taliban does it. And here's the new modern art. I guess they'll turn it into a giant turd. Because the CIA has been caught in their own documents wanting to kill all beautiful art, to depress the public, and have you accept the collapse of civilization. Meanwhile, Biden's State Department blasted for celebrating Intersex Day. We already had LGBTQ plus P pedophilia S Satan time. Now the Biden State Department has been slammed online after posting a statement celebrating Intersex Awareness Day. Turns out every day is sex day. It's a sex cult, ladies and gentlemen, that's targeting our children. This in, before we go back to your calls, Israel, it appears, has massively intensified the bombardment, and tanks are rolling forward. We know this is another probing action or the full invasion. This is time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People that obsess on Israel and normally don't cover any other topic, I'm not talking about you, but people I see out there that talk, all they talk about is Israel, is that people say Jones never covers this, and then you show constant clips of me saying it online, but saying, oh, look, we caught him here saying it on a show, like it's a secret show. But I don't dislike Israel. Israel's going nowhere. I don't hate Jews in general, but I don't like, you know, British intelligence manipulating our internal stuff. I don't like Communist China doing it. I don't like Israel doing it. I know those clips. I put those clips out. So it's not like some secret thing somebody found. Did you see me with Nick Fuentes for almost 2 hours the other day?
I listened to it.
Yeah,
he's
so
vindicated. I mean, I don't really like the guy too much, but I mean,
I think Nick's interesting. I appreciate your call, man. I don't want to be at war with Russia and Ukraine, and I don't want this war happening in the Middle East, and I've talked about it's pretty clear that whoever was running the government, whether it was a coup against Netanyahu to make him look bad or whether he did it, the Israeli government stood down. That's wrong. But killing those 1,300 Jews was wrong, too. A bunch of them were liberal leftists that wanted peace deals with Hamas. I mean, it's I'm having an adult show here. I look at these other shows, and they either worship Israel, like Ben Shapiro, or they sit there and literally blame bad weather on Jews. And it gets old. I mean, I'm nothing against the Jews. I'm sorry. I just am not obsessed with Jews because it goes both ways. I mean, half these churches literally worship Israel, and I don't even know what Israel is or how Israel operates. A bunch of political factions. And then you got the other side that just literally talk about Israel 24/7 and believe if you attack Israel, that is the most moral thing in the world and the coolest thing, just like the Palestinians and the left do. They're obsessed with bashing Jews in Israel. And they're attacking Jews all over the U.S. and blocking them into grocery stores and synagogues everywhere. And the media is covering it up. I mean, imagine just randomly, oh, let me go to a Jewish grocery store and then let me just confront them because they're Jews. Half of them are probably liberals that support those idiot leftists. It's like it's more complex. And, you know, Nick Fuentes was on the earlier show that day, the American Journal that comes on 8 a.m. Central at Infowars.com. And he's like, Alex is, you know, not giving balanced coverage to this. Balanced coverage. I had him on the show. And I looked at the stack of news I happened to have that day on Infowars, and it was mainly all critical of Israel. But I don't tell my crew, hey, go be critical of Israel. Some days it looks like it's all for Israel. Some days it looks like it's a mix or the other way around. We're here just covering it. You know, Iran's saying they may attack Israel. I played the foreign minister. I said, that's a bad idea. And then Netanyahu says, we're good, they're evil, you know, we'll kill them all, let God sort them out. I said, that sounds genocidal. So I'm really, just as a man, as a father, as a Christian, like the last caller before last, like, hey, we should go out and reach out to the Muslims and proselytize them. Well, you can't do that in a Muslim country, you get killed. But you know, you can't do that in Pakistan or Saudi Arabia. And that's why I'm critical of the leader of Scotland criticizing white people. Well, I mean, if you don't like a 95% white country, don't come there. I mean, where is it for the white people? You know, we can't go to these places. I mean, you try to go take over. You go to Africa and run for office. I'm white. I'm going to run for office. Like, you're not black. You're not running. But so this hospitality that Europe has and all this, for people being brought in who are organized by the left to hate the country and to hate white people is a big deal. And I'm calling it out. I've been calling it out. But I'm more intensely calling it out because it's coming to a head. And white guilt is then attached to all the globalist agenda. And we go along with it. And we need to stop doing it. And we need people that aren't white, particularly who are Christian, to see this, which they are, like Larry Elder and the list goes on and on. And I mean, there's so many great Candace Owens, and so that's wrong because it is wrong. I mean, if I saw people out running around the U.S. saying being black is inherently evil and blacks are inherently bad people, I'd say that's terrible to say that. But Joe Biden said it. Hillary Clinton said it. Would you like to see the videos? And it's like, well, that's okay because she promises us free stuff. Well, that's your master, whether you're white or black or whatever you are. I mean, if somebody says you're a bad person and an animal, a predator, but they give you money so it's okay, and then they sick you on the people that say you're a human and they're trying to stop you killing your babies, are you becoming what they say you are? Because the animals I see are Hillary Clinton and George Soros. But George Soros told the LA Times he believes he's the Messiah. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, God bless and protect you, brother.
Thank you.
Everybody at InfoWars, I just want to comment, you know, that video of Robert E. Lee's face melting away, it choked me up so bad.
But it's so iconic because they wanted him to command the North, for those that don't know. He was related to the second commander, George Washington, his grandfather, and he was so respected and, you know, the head of West Point, all the rest of it. And then He said, this is wrong because you're double and triple taxing us. It wasn't about slavery. And he said slavery was wrong, too. But the whole point was he was such a good man. And, yeah, it's so iconic, that image of him melting in that heat. It only made him bigger. Don't these communists get this is going to backfire?
You know, by the way, the T-shirt thing, you make it, I'll buy it, maybe with a quote from Orwell. But I wanted to say that, you know, the night before he surrendered at Appomattox, his commanders came to him and they said, look, we're surrounded. We can disband the army and fade away into the hills, and we can fight and continue to fight as a guerrilla force. And Robert E. Lee had that choice, and he knew his men would run into cannon fire for him. He knew his word would go. And he said, no, we fought the fight. We lost. We have to be good citizens now. And we're going to do that. And those men respected him to that point.
And by the way, if the South would have done that, it would be in a 20-year civil war.
Exactly. That war would have gone through to probably the early 1900s at the very least, and the country probably never would have recovered.
Which was British intelligence's plan.
I was born at Fort Benning, Georgia, which is now Fort Moore, Georgia. And no disrespect to General Moore, he's a hell of a soldier, but it was done as a cheap politician's trick to kowtow and bend the knee to the black caucuses and those that want our history erased. And I have Confederates going back in my family, and none of them own slaves because, well, they were about a step up from a slave. So I get so tired of that, hearing that all the time. I literally have a rebel flag tattooed on my chest.
Brother, I'll tell you what it's about. It's the battle flag. What it's about is once they can take those symbols, they want the left. It's the ADL runs it. Let's be clear. They run the Southern Poverty Law Center. They run the NAACP, so don't blame the black people. It's the ADL. They call the shots, and once they can ban, did you know they're getting ready to pull down the George Washington statue in New York?
Yes, sir. It's
about targeting the country and saying it was bad from the start. When we were a country that said it was wrong and then started a process to end what we were doing, and the British, to their thing, ended slavery all over the world except a few African and Muslim countries. White people ended slavery worldwide. I'm sick of hearing, I'm not going to sit here and take it.
My wife asked me why I collect all these books. I'm a history guy. And I have a lot of books about the Confederacy, very rare books. And I said, because one day I'm afraid somebody's going to show up and they're going to burn them. That's why I worry. And all I can say is keep up the fight, brother. If you'll make the shirt, you'll at least sell one to me. God love you.
God love you, brother. Yeah, it's look. They're taking America's images away, and they're taking your freedom and your prosperity. Notice, it's like magic. They take down Robert E. Lee, and the whole city collapses. I mean, because it's the same groups, folks. They know exactly what they're doing. They're not just taking down Robert E. Lee or George Washington. Teddy Roosevelt was a huge advocate for civil rights. He was pro-black. They took his statue down in New York because he's white. Teddy Roosevelt, pull it up. New York removes Teddy Roosevelt statue out front the Natural History Museum or library or whatever it was. I mean, folks, you heard Letitia James. We don't need anything white. And it's the ADL working through these groups that literally wants to bully. The ADL's curriculum is in all the major public schools teaching white children they are inherently bad because of what color they are. That is a 180-degree overhead shot. Martin Luther King Jr. said what Christ said. We're all God's children. Judge people what they do, what they stand for, what they produce, and treat by fruits. So here's Martin Luther King Jr., and here is the ADL. It's what color you are. It's what group you are. Here's the NAACP. They are the opposite. They are a 180 different from Martin Luther King Jr. By the way, Martin Luther King Jr., quote, never talked about transgenderism. They pulled his statues down at a bunch of universities. Transgenderism didn't exist then. They want to get rid of him, too. Yeah, they're going to get rid of everything, folks. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.